This year's El Niño phenomenon might be the strongest ever. Warm waters in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of South America mean more rain could be on the way for Oklahoma. But as State Impact's Logan Layden reports, Oklahoma's wheat farmers are tempering their optimism for a wet winter.
Mike Rosen runs a grain elevator near Kingfisher. He says Oklahoma's wheat farmers can't seem to catch a break.
We've gone for 4 years without moisture in the winter months, and it's been kind of tough.
Then, when the drought finally broke, it rained too much.
We had an average crop, but it was very poor quality because it rained so much during harvest, and it just ruined the test weight and so forth.
Rosen and dozens of other wheat producers gather at Redlands Community College in El Reno, where state climatologist Gary McManus is delivering an update on what could be the strongest El Nino ever.
So we're going to call this the Godzilla El Nino.
But there's no reason to panic. In fact, when this Godzilla El Nino was a baby, it helped stomp out the state's crippling drought.
Drought began to build through mid-spring 2015. Then about, I could probably say, right about April 12th, it started to rain again. And of course, it didn't stop raining for 3 months, right? It rained and rained and rained.
Now the equatorial waters of the eastern Pacific are getting even warmer and could break all-time records. Mike Halpert with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says this El Nino is shaping up to be as big as super El Ninos of the past, and water temperatures could reach 3.6 degrees above normal.
A value that we've only recorded three times in the last 65 years. And that occurred during the 1972-73 episode, 1982-83, and then the 97-98 episode.
And here's another thing. This year's El Nino began much earlier than normal. Scientists aren't sure why it's so strong. Research is ongoing and centers on climate change. Regardless, El Nino is here, and Oklahoma's farmers are taking notice.
But at least the odds appear to be tilted more in our favor than they have been in quite some time going into the fall planting season.
The forecast for the fall and winter is especially important for Oklahoma's number one crop, winter wheat.
Mid-fall through basically mid-spring, more storm systems coming across. That's normally how it works. So we would expect wetter than normal conditions and sometimes cooler than normal conditions go along with that.
The forecast has the wheat farmers at the meeting excited. Well, as excited as wheat farmers get. But each one sounds a note of caution as well, like Tom Stevens and Michael Peters.
You could have freeze damage on wheat. Out in the panhandle where I'm from at Guymon, if we get real cold, we like to have a snow cover because it will protect that wheat from freeze out.
For me, it could be a bad deal.
Why is that?
Because we're dual purpose in this area, cattle and wheat. And you get a real wet winter like that, and the cattle out there tromping on that wheat, you know, it can adversely hurt your, you know, yields. They could be thinning it out.
But mostly, these wheat farmers like the idea of more moisture when their wheat is young. With Central Oklahoma farmer Raymond Parrish.
Well, usually it's a pretty good thing because you usually have more moisture and more snowfall, which covers the wheat, which helps it go through winter a lot easier. The biggest deal is whether it starts raining in October and you can't get your wheat in.
But any El Nino, whether it's of the Godzilla variety or something smaller, is unpredictable. Nobody can say for certain that it will bring a bunch of rain to Oklahoma this winter. The effects could stay too far south, in Mexico. That's what happened in the 1987 event. Or maybe, for once in several years, wheat farmers will get lucky. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.